Everyone is called to enjoy the infinite benefits of this state. This is why I preach self-abandonment and not any particular way of life. I love whatever is the state in which your grace places souls, and have no liking for one more than another. I teach all souls a general method by which they may attain that state you have designed for them. I ask of them nothing but an eagerness to abandon themselves completely to your guidance, for you will lead them very surely to what is best for them. It is faith I preach to them, abandonment, confidence, and faith. They must long to be subject to and the tool of God's action, believing that at every moment and through all things this action is at work for them according to the measure of their good will. This is the faith I preach. It is not a special state of faith and pure love, but a general one by which all souls can find God in whatever guise he assumes, and can take that form which his grace has ready for them. I am speaking to all kinds of souls. My deepest instinct is to belong to everyone, to proclaim to all the secret of the gospel, and to be all things to all men. Having this fortunate temperament, I make it my duty, which I find an easy one, to rejoice with those who rejoice and be sad with those who sorrow, to speak to simpletons in their own language, and to use the speech of scholars when talking to learned men. I want to make it clear to everyone that not all can hope for the same special favors, but they can all attain to the same love, the same abandonment, and the same God. And so can all, without distinction, reach the heights of holiness. Extraordinary favors and privileges are called thus because there are so few souls faithful enough to merit them. This will be seen very clearly on the day of judgment. Alas, it will then be found that these favors were not withheld by God, but that souls were deprived of them entirely through their own fault. What a flood of blessings they would have enjoyed if their submission had been total and unwavering. It is exactly the same with Jesus and souls. Those who had no trust in him or respect for him received none of the favors which he offered everyone. For that, they had only their own wicked dispositions to blame. It is true that not everyone can soar to the same sublime heights, obtain the same gifts, and achieve the same degree of perfection. But if we are all faithful to grace and respond to it according to our abilities, we should all be satisfied, because we should reach a measure of excellence and a place in God's favor that would completely satisfy our desires. We should be well content according to nature and according to grace, for nature and grace share an equal longing for this blessed state.